focusing on European nations. But is it working? I'm Carl Azus. That's where we're starting today. First, the deal. It's between the nation of Turkey and the 28 countries of the European Union. It aims to take people who've illegally entered the EU country of Greece and deport them to Turkey. To help Turkey deal with the additional migrants, the EU will pay Turkey billions of dollars and give it political privileges. Most of the people seeking asylum in Europe are from war-torn Syria. And for every Syrian who's deported to Turkey under the New Deal, Turkey will send one Syrian who's been investigated and approved to Europe to be resettled, up to 72,000 people. There are concerns about the deal. Human rights group Amnesty International says Turkey is secretly breaking the law and forcing refugees back to Syria. Turkey says that's untrue and that it has an open-door policy to refugees. Also, it's possible the deal could just cause migrants to take different routes to get into Europe, or just head for Greece anyway.
It's in these waters that thousands of migrants have risked their lives. Men, women, and children have died trying to reach that coastline. That's Greece. To them, it represents the beginning of a European dream. But for over 200 migrants today, predominantly from Afghanistan and Pakistan, the reality is in the other direction, and that is Turkey. They were deported there today, and authorities trying to send the message that irregular migrants are no longer welcome on these shores. They're no longer welcome in the European Union, and if they risk their lives and spend their money to get here, they will simply be sent back. But the real question here is, are potential migrants listening, especially when you consider what you see just over there? See that orange speck just along the coastline? Those are life jackets from newly arrived migrants. And the Greek police released numbers overnight. Over 300 migrants arrived just in the last 24 hours. Compare that to just over 200 deported. More are arriving still than are being deported. And that is a big problem, because the success of the deal between the European Union and Turkey depends on stemming the tide of migrants into Greece. Erin McLaughlin, CNN, Lesbos, Greece.